A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll still there! Hooray!
Cimarron Pete was tried and found guilty of murder in the town of Coulson. Sentenced to hang, he moved falteringly up the 13 steps of the gallows. As the hangman's noose was being fitted around his neck, he broke a long silence with an emotional outburst.
I know who's responsible for this, and so do my pals. That masked man who captured me will pay. He'll pay in full. He'll die just as I'm going to die. Trigger Taylor will see to that.
Is that all you got to say before we drop the trap?
You heard what I had to say. All of you heard it. Trigger Taylor will get the Lone Ranger.
Trigger Taylor and his gang were wanted for train robbery, stagecoach robbery, and murder. Taylor had outwitted all efforts to capture him by one cunningly devised plan after another. There had been 6 men in his gang, but after the hanging of Cimarron Pete, who had been captured by the Lone Ranger, just 5 men sat in camp with Taylor in the hills near town.
Sun's up. I reckon by this time, poor Cimarron Pete's done for.
Was he to get the rope at sunrise?
That's right, Hammer. Poor Cimarron, I'll miss him.
Doggone that Lone Ranger. He got Cimarron Pete. I'm going to get him. He's been pressing too hard these past few weeks. We got to get him out of the way before he gets us.
Now you're talking, boss.
Sagebrush, take a message to town.
To Coulson?
Yeah.
But boss, that town's a hotbed of lawmen. There'll be an extra lot of them there today because of Pete's hanging.
What of it? You're not known to the law.
But I...
You're the only one of us that don't have his face decorating handbills.
So that's why Sagebrush takes the message into town.
Who's it for?
Take the message to Sheriff Carsley.
Message for the sheriff?
It's not for the sheriff. Just take it to him. I'll write it out. Leave it with Carsley. That's all you got to do.
All right, boss. But who's it for?
It's for the Lone Ranger. Now listen carefully. I got special orders for you. I'll tell you while I write the message out. Now sit down there and listen.
It It was evening when Sagebrush rode into Coulson with a carefully written note. When he opened the door of Sheriff Carslake's office, he saw an elderly-looking man with white hair and beard seated near the desk talking to the sheriff.
Sheriff Carslake?
That's me.
The white-haired stranger didn't look like a strong man over 6 feet in height. There was nothing to indicate that he was the mysterious rider known as the Lone Ranger.
I thought you were alone, Sheriff. You want me to come back later?
No, state your business.
Well, Sheriff, I don't like to speak before anyone that might take word to friends of the man who got his neck stretched this morning.
Cimarron Pete?
Yeah.
This gent is no friend of that crook. What's your business?
Well, Sheriff, I was here in town for the hanging this morning. I left to start north where I aimed to get a cowhand job. I stopped at noon for grub. When I was looking for something to use as kindling, I saw this hunk of crumpled up paper.
Let me see it.
Now, wait, I wanted to give it to that masked man who brought in Cimarron Pete.
I'll have a look at that paper.
It's addressed to Trigger Taylor.
Great day, so it is.
And it's from someone calling himself Hammer.
Lefty Hammer. He's as bad as the crook we hanged this morning. Let me see what it says. We'll join you as planned for the stagecoach job at Grant River on Wednesday.
I don't know what that could mean,
but
there's
a mail stage going through Grant River tomorrow.
Well, maybe the crooks are planning a holdup.
Trouble is, Grant River's out of my jurisdiction.
Sheriff, if you could get that message to the masked man...
How can I get it to him?
I thought he was a friend of yours.
I don't know him.
Well, didn't he capture Cimarron Pete?
Yeah, and turned the crook over to me, then rode away. I'd give my eye teeth if I could find the Lone Ranger.
Then you can't get the message to him?
No, Say, wait a minute. Maybe this old timer can help us out. How about it, mister?
What's that, Sheriff?
You brought me some information about Trigger Taylor's horses.
Yep, the Indian who gave me those facts had cut sign. He could tell the size of the horses from the hoof marks and the color from hairs that caught on brush and tree trunk.
What was that Indian's name?
Tonto.
Tonto? Can you take me to that engine?
Oh, now, Sheriff, I'd like to oblige, but he wouldn't want me to tell where he was camped. Now, if you want me to take a message to him, I reckon I could do that all right enough.
Yep, that'll do. Now, take this paper to him. He'll know what to do with it. Better get going right away.
All right, Sheriff.
Ain't much obliged to you.
It's all right, Sheriff. I'm always glad to help the law. Maybe I'll be seeing you again sometime.
Hey. You think he's going to see Tonto?
Yep.
Tonto, the Indian pal of the Lone Ranger?
Yep, that's right, mister. I guess maybe things will be real lively at Grant River tomorrow when the stage goes through.
What's the matter?
Look here on the chair where that man was sitting. It's a bullet.
Bullet?
A silver bullet. He left it so as I'd know who he was. Let me get him. I want to talk to him.
There he goes, around to the side of the next building.
Hey, come back here. Come here, will you?
Sheriff, I savvy. The Silver Bullet.
He's the Lone Ranger.
Come, Silver.
After leaving the town, the Lone Ranger got rid of his disguise while he rode toward the small secret camp to join his faithful Indian companion, Tonto. In a few words, he told about the note and the man who had brought it to the sheriff's office.
And Tonto, it means what I think. There's a hold-up planned for tomorrow.
That's right.
It's pretty generally known that the eastbound stage carries quite a bit of gold when it passes through Grant River.
And Taylor gang try to get gold.
Yes.
Grant River, plenty long way from here.
We'll start as soon as we can break camp. Saddle your horse while I pack our gear.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode through the night with but few stops for rest. They angled in a northeasterly direction to reach the town of Grant River by the shortest route possible. In the meantime, Sagebrush had joined Taylor and the rest of the gang to ride due north from the town of Coulson to intercept the stagecoach before it reached Grant River. The outlaws were waiting near a heavy tree they had felled across the trail.
What time you got now, Taylor?
Time for the stagecoach. Why are you asking, Sagebrush?
I was just wondering, that's all.
Any reason for you to be nervous?
No, I'm not.
Now, listen to me. Did you make any mistakes when you were in that law dog's office last night?
No, of course I didn't make any mistake. Let go of me, boss.
Seems to me he's powerful nervous. If there's any double cross...
There's no double cross, Hammer. Just that the masked man might not wait in Grant River. He might follow the trail to the west and get here before we can finish the stick-up.
In that case, he'd have to come awful sudden, because I can hear the stagecoach now.
So can I. It's right around the bend. All right, get ready now, boys. As soon as the driver reins up to that tree, jump out with your guns going, you savvy?
Yeah, you boys.
Six killers, with their faces covered by bandanas, lay waiting while the stagecoach, with a heavy chest full of gold, drew near a bend in the trail. The six big horses came into view, and then the lumbering coach. An instant later, the driver and the shotgun guard saw the tree blocking the trail.
I don't like it, Joe.
Look sharp, Hank. It's a hold-up trick to block the trail that way.
I'm watching. There they are.
Get
him up. We'll shoot to kill.
I got your cover, guard. Throw that gun down.
All right, we're not fighting back.
My hands are up.
All right, Trevor, you stay where you are. Shotgun, reach back and throw down the bugs.
Now hold on.
Move.
Throw it down, Hank. No use getting ourselves killed.
All right.
Here it comes.
Now stay right where you are till we bust her open. You three, keep them covered.
Right.
You and you. Bust open that box and distribute the gold in our center.
When the gold was distributed in saddlebags, the outlaws moved away and waited for the guard and driver to use their horses to haul aside the tree and continue on the trail to Grant River.
There they go.
Took them long enough to get underway.
It's all right, Hammer. We're in no hurry.
Now, what's the next move, boss? I thought you planned this deal so you could get the Lone Ranger.
So I did.
But he's at Grant River.
Yep. And he'll be there when the stage comes in with a hold-up report. Then he'll come this way looking for tracks.
Right.
Meanwhile, we go in his direction.
Toward Grant River?
Yep. But only as far as Crazy Creek. When we get there, we'll fix our trap.
What kind of trap?
We'll set a blast beneath the Crazy Creek Bridge. I'm leaving you there, Sagebrush.
Huh?
You'll wait beneath the bridge, and when that masked man and the Indians start to cross, you'll fire that blast.
The outlaws moved to Crazy Creek, a stream that was deep and filled with whirlpools, rapids, and waterfalls. Taylor personally prepared a blast, then left Sagebrush on one side of the stream close to heavy supporting timbers.
Doggone it, boss. Why'd I have to stay here alone?
One man's horse needed to light the fuse. Well,
couldn't we weaken the bridge so it'd fall when that masked man sets horse on
it? Well, we can't be sure he'll be the first to cross it.
Well, how about drawing lots to see who stays
here? You stand, that's my word. The rest of you come with me.
Oh,
it's easy. He'll know where to find the Sagebrush.
Come and report as soon as the Lone Ranger is dead.
Get up there. Get up there. Oh.
Sagebrush waited out of view in the dense growth of grass on the western shore of the creek. He heard a horse, two horses, and gripped the fuse of the explosive charge while he looked. He saw a masked man followed by an Indian. He prepared to strike a match as the two approached the eastern side of the bridge.
Gotta remember the timing on these fuse. Gotta give myself time to get clear. Is the masked man all right? Here's where I square things for poor old Cimarron Pete.
Sagebrush struck the match to flame and held it to the fuse. There was a sputter. He made sure it was burning, then drew back to a safe distance and hoped he timed the blast correctly. He saw the masked man reach the bridge, then Tonto. The hoofs of both horses clattered on the heavy planking. They were just halfway across Crazy Creek. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. To carry out a vow that he would kill the Lone Ranger, Trigger Taylor left one of his men to fire an explosive charge beneath the Crazy Creek Bridge. Sagebrush timed the explosion just right. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were on their horses in the middle of the bridge when the air was shattered by a blast. The bridge went down. The masked man and the Indian were dropped into the rushing, swirling water. Each clung to his horse.
Tonto, you all right?
Me all right.
Stay there, Silver. Come on, old fellow, we'll make sure.
It was a desperate fight against the sucking whirlpool that threatened to take the lives of men and horses.
Come on, Scout. Come on,
Tonto, are you going to make it?
Scout, try. Let me hurt.
Come on, Silver. Leave the saddle, boy. You'll do better without me.
For several moments, it looked as though all four lives would be taken. But finally, the Lone Ranger and Silver broke free of the whirlpool and reached the more placid shallow water near the shore. Then, a moment later, Tonto and Scout were safe. In the meantime, Trigger Taylor and his men had reached their camp. They were waiting for the report from Sagebrush.
Here comes Sagebrush now.
Now we'll know what happened.
Oh.
Well, what's your word, Sagebrush?
Boss, what do you hear? The bridge went down. Both the Lone Ranger and the Redskin were on it. They both went into the creek.
And what?
They both got out.
What? You mean to say they got blown into the creek and got out safe and sound?
Out of their whirlpools.
In the rapids. They got out safe and sound.
Yeah, that masked hombre has more lives than a litter of cats. By Jupiter, I'll get him. I've got more than one trump card up my sleeve, and I'll play them all.
Now, boss, don't do nothing too dangerous. Remember, he's hot in our trail now. He knows we stuck up that stage.
Never shut up. Let me do the talking. Now, listen. You're about as big as that Lone Ranger.
Well, me?
That's what I said. You're going into the nearest town and buy a white hat and a fancy shirt. Also, some fancy boots.
Yeah?
Meanwhile, Sagebrush and Jake will find a white horse, a big stallion. You sever you two?
Yeah, boss, but what's the plan?
I'll fix up a mask like the Lone Ranger wears. Now, meet me at the cave hideout near Dobbsville. When you get to closing the horse...
Tell me more of your plan, Taylor.
Why, you ought to guess it by this time, Hammer. You're fixing up to look like the Lone Ranger. Then you're going to stick up the express office near Dobbsville. We'll leave tracks that the Lone Ranger can follow to Dobbsville. And when he rides into that town, he'll be welcomed by six-gun bullets. And it'll be the law that shoots him.
After a night of travel without sleep and the trying experience in Crazy Creek, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, as well as the horses, Scout and Silver, were exhausted. They rested for some time on the west bank while their clothing dried. After that, they set out to pick up the trail of Trigger Taylor and his gang at the scene of the stagecoach holdup. Presently, the trail divided. Some of the outlaws went in one direction and some in another. The Lone Ranger and Tonto split up, each one following a trail. The masked man's route led to a cave. He approached it cautiously. Though none of the men were in the cave, there were things of interest to the Lone Ranger. He found a horse, the one that Hammer had left. Also, Hammer's clothing, discarded in favor of the finer attire. Tonto, meanwhile, entered the town of Dobbsville. By that time, it was dusk. The Indian was able to approach two men near the express office without himself being seen. When he recognized the notorious Trigger Taylor, he wondered if the outlaws planned an attack on the agent who was still on duty in the office.
Don't you think it's risky, boss, being here in town?
I don't think anybody will recognize me. I've grown a beard since the picture on the handbills was made.
Me, I'm lucky. You never got me on a handbill.
Yeah. Well, nurse your luck, Sagebrush. You never can tell when it'll run out.
Yeah. Hammer's about due, isn't he?
Yeah.
The rest of the boys in town?
Yep. They're scattered around where they'll do the most good by yelling the right things.
Hey, look who's coming.
It's Hammer, just like a plan. All right, get ready to start yelling.
Oh, oh there. Whoa, Silver. All right, you glutes. Get your hands up and keep them high.
That's a stick up.
Get up your hands, I said.
Don't shoot, mister. Don't shoot. My hands are up.
You, there in the office. Come out and bring the cash box with you.
Right, good, I will.
What a gunfight,
eh? Hey, shot him.
And I'll do the same to anyone else who gets in my way.
You'll never get away. Everybody in town is coming for you.
Come on, Silver. Get up there. Get up.
You played it just right. You ready to back my word when I start talking.
Hi, Sammy.
Hey, there he goes! I'll get him!
Mister.
Same here.
Who was that masked man?
Did he kill the agent?
Well, we saw him close up. Me and my pard can describe him.
He shot me. He ordered me to come out.
Yeah, what's the gunplay? What's the excitement?
It's the marshal. Let him through. Let him get to the office.
Let him through.
What's happened here?
It was a masked man, Marshal, riding a white horse. I saw him clear in the light that went through my door.
Yeah, we saw him too, Marshal. We can describe him.
He ordered me to bring out the express cage. I went for a gun and so did he.
Hurt bad?
Just brushed, that's all.
I tried to get him, but he was riding too fast.
Me too.
All you men, get your horses. Meet me here. We're riding after that hombre.
I saw him clear, Marshal. I'd know that horse and that mask if I saw it again.
You get that wound looked at. Then if the doc says it's all right, you can ride with him.
All right,
boys.
Well, boys, hurry up.
Are we
going
to ride with our posse?
Oh.
Maybe they'll catch Hammer.
They won't catch him. He'll hide his trail. The llama will beat around for a while. Then when they see the Lone Ranger, they'll let him have it. Now, pass the word to the rest of the boys. Tell him to clear out of town and meet in the cave.
Tonto had been witness to all that happened. He remembered that the Lone Ranger would come to town if he didn't find Tonto in the gully, a former campsite. So Tonto hurried to the gully and reported to the masked man.
Then one of gang ride in on white horse. Call horse Silver. Him shoot agent. Then ride way.
You didn't follow him, Tonto?
No. Me not want you to go to town. Lawman watch for you. Maybe shoot in sight.
That's just what Taylor counted on. That's two plays he's made.
Maybe third time, him get you.
Tonto, those crooks didn't count on our following both trails. They didn't count on you hearing what was said.
When you find Lawman, what you do?
I'm going to stay just far enough ahead so they can't hit me with six-gun bullets. Well, I lead them on a chase.
Easy, steady, big fella.
Easy.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The posse had followed moonlit tracks for a short distance from town. Then the tracks disappeared on hard ground. After half an hour in futile search, the marshal signaled a halt.
Oh. I reckon it's not much use, boys. Can't see tracks on this ground.
Maybe we can find them if we come back here in daylight.
It's worth a try. I think...
Hey, Marsh.
Huh?
Boys, look over yonder, atop that knoll. That's a white horse.
That's right. You hear that?
He called his horse Silver.
He's going over the hill. Come on, get after him. Get up there. Come on.
A number of men had glimpsed the big white stallion, and when they heard the ringing shout of Silver, they were sure the rider was the man they wanted. A mad dash took the posse to the hilltop. In the valley beyond, the men saw two riders far ahead. One was on the white horse.
There he goes. He's got a partner with him.
Get up. Get up.
Don't waste lead. You can't hit him at this range. Save your bullets till we're close. Oh, get up. Get up there.
Trigger Taylor and his men were in their cave. They were gloating over the manner in which Hammer had acted his role and ridden away.
Yeah, you're all right, Hammer.
Just one thing more I want. I want to be on hand when that Lone Ranger's buried. Then I'll feel we squared things for Cimarron Pete.
Hey, I hear hoofbeats.
Yeah, me too. Someone's coming this way.
Let's take a look outside.
Hey, look. Look what just came over that ridge.
Two men riding hard.
Come, Silver!
You hear that? He yelled Silver. He's got a white horse.
He's coming this way.
Heading right for this cave.
Hey, he's opened fire. He's shooting at this cave.
Well, shoot back. Let him have it.
How'd the law miss
him? Never mind that. Get him.
It was about 200 yards from the crest of a ridge to the mouth of the cave. The Lone Ranger began shooting as soon as he crossed the ridge. Taylor's men returned the fire, but the distance was too great for accuracy. Suddenly, the rider of the white horse and the man on the paint who rode with him cut sharply to the right.
Hey, he's cutting to the side. Keep those guns gone. Get him.
All of the outlaws were concentrating on the silvery horse and its rider. No one noticed a score of other horsemen who came over the ridge. It was the marshal and his posse. They saw guns flashing from the cave mouth 200 yards away.
There, that cave.
That fire!
Got a gang, man. Return that fire.
It was a natural mistake. The lawman assumed that the fire from the cave was directed their way. They assumed that the masked man had joined his pals. They fired back and they fired fast. Taylor's men were taken by complete surprise.
Hey, those men, they're firing on us. They're coming this way.
They didn't see the Lone Ranger cut to the side.
They think he came here.
Well, we can't let them come here. They'll see me in this outfit. They'll find the white horse and man.
Well, then stop and fire on them. Come on,
the Lone Ranger was out of the fight. The battle was between the Marshal's men and Taylor's gang, and the crooks were heavily outnumbered. They had no barricade. Bullets flew into the cave and glanced off rocky walls and ceiling. Several of the men were hit, and others made a quick decision.
I don't want to get cut down like a rat in a trap. I'm giving up.
And me too. I surrender.
Hold your fire. Hold your fire. We give up.
Come out with your hands high. And let the masked man come out first.
That's you, Hammer.
I go out. Taylor's going with me. This was your idea, Taylor.
We're all under arrest till we look you over and find out who you are.
Oh, that means we're all under arrest for keeps.
It was 2 days later when the sheriff from Colson called on the marshal at Dobbsville. The two compared notes and realized that it had been the Lone Ranger who had led the law to the capture of the crooks.
I just had to come, Marshal, and see what Taylor and the rest of the gang looked like.
Well, Sheriff, you saw them all, including Taylor himself, and that big crook that posed as the Lone Ranger.
Got the cash from that stage robbery?
Yep, found it in their saddlebags. I reckon I did better than you did, Sheriff. You just got to put Cimarron Pete on trial. Me, I got Taylor and all the rest of the gang.
I wouldn't swap places with you, though, Marshal. I got this.
Well, a bullet?
A silver bullet. Left in my office by the Lone Ranger himself. He was there, mind you. Sitting in one of my chairs.
I heard about that. I chased him. Yes, sir, I chased him for a spell. I guess not many men can say they chased the Lone Ranger.
I'll tell you.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's story was written by Fran Stryker. A part of The Lone Ranger...